Hello, good morning, and welcome to We Live on a Planet, powered by Anchor.fm. I'm your host, Patrick. Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday, June 20th, 2018. Looks like the temperature's going to be halfway decent here in upstate New York today, with highs of about 73 degrees. Currently, it's 53. Feels like it's 54. Winds are out of the east, southeast at 2 miles per hour. We have a good show for you. We have our positive quote, random facts, this day history. It'll be fun. So hopefully you stick around. Let's start the show. Life moves pretty quick, doesn't it? It's hard to believe that it's already June 20th. Man, it's flying by. Let's start off with our quote. This one's from Steven Pinker. We will never have a more perfect... Oh, shoots. Let me start that over again. Holy, talking about being perfect, what our quote is. We will never have a perfect world, but it's not romantic or naive to work towards a better one. I don't know what my mouth was getting ready to say, but it certainly wasn't that. But I like that quote from Steven Pinker. We will never have a perfect world, but it's not romantic or naive to work towards a better one. Holy cow, I got to start working towards a better vocabulary system, better way of moving my lips and mouth together. Thank you, Steven. Thank you out there for calling in. I have calls and I want to play the calls, so thank you for taking time and calling in. This one is from Cyber Shots, and I was reminiscing about some of his, he was playing some old things on his station the other day, and I called into his station and then he called back, and so here's his call back to me after I was reminiscing about being nostalgic, which is a lot of times one of the things I end up talking about here at We Live on a Planet. Planet is old nostalgic things anyways. So let's hear from Cybershots. We'll be right back.
Yo, Dr. Johnny Fever, a.k.a. Patrick. What's up, man? Man, you were so hyped up. I love it, man. I love it. I got some more coming for you, man. And I just realized that I haven't called you for a while, man. Ah, man, my apologies, my friend. But yeah, man, you sparking up the memories, man. I know you got some too, man. You tripped me out with the, what did you say, Mr. Mike? Yeah. That's it. But hey, I love your show, man. You know I check you out every day, man. You know that. You check me out as well, and I appreciate it. Hey, man, you're now listening to We Live on a Planet with Dr. Johnny Fever and Venus Flytrap. That's right. All right, peace.
Welcome back. Thank you. Thank you, Cybershots. I appreciate that phone call. We had this thing going back and forth where there was a TV show back in the 80s called WKRP in Cincinnati, and that was all about a radio station. And there was DJs on there, and one of them was Venus Flytrap, and the other was Johnny Fever. That's our inside joke that we could keep going on. And no apologies, man, about the phone call. You take your time, you call back whenever you want. The phone lines are always open. Operators are always standing by. And Mr. Microphone, yes, what a great memory. I was talking about having a Mr. Microphone when I was a kid, and I talked about having one before on the show. So I'm not trying to compartmentalize. I just know that... it's a fond memory of that. And when he was talking about other things, it reminded me of the Ronco company by Ron Popeil. That guy that had that set it and forget it oven, where it was a rotisserie oven. And it was those late night infomercials when you're up at 3 a.m, those ones just recently. But back when I was growing up, Ronco company, I remember around Christmas time, everything was coming out, and you could just buy everything, and it was all junk. And one of them I remember was an Inside the Eggshell Scrambler, and then Ginsu Knives. And I don't know if Ginsu was Ronco, but I just remember all those cheesy products, and what hearing Cybershot's station the other day was sparking some memories. Well, let's take another phone call from you guys. This one's cool. This one's on line one from Maria Humphreys, and we'll take a call from Maria. We haven't heard from Maria for a little while, so thanks for calling in, Maria. We'll be right back.
Patrick. Hey, it's Maria. How are you? I hope you had a great weekend, a great Father's Day. I saw the pictures of your tie-dye We Live on a Planet shirt. I love it. I hope you had a great Father's Day. And I just saw iTunes listing all the podcasts, and you and I, our podcasts, were right next to each other, right there with Oprah Winfrey. So I took a screenshot and I made a post of it on my Instagram account, and I wanted to share it with you. Here's the link. I talked about you on Instagram, and I hope you have a great week. Bye.
Thank you, Maria, for the link, for the Instagram link to the picture of us in good company with Oprah. How groovy. I'm not sure how much that means, though, because I'm mine. When I look, I'm right next to Mike Rowe. And what I wouldn't do to be in the company of Mike Rowe in the set of his podcasts. But I also subscribe to Mike Rowe's podcast. So that could be one of the reasons why mine is showing up next to his, same as yours. I suspect that you subscribe to Oprah. And if you do, that could be one of the reasons why it's shown right up next to it. Thank you for subscribing to me on iTunes. I really do appreciate that. I hope if you're listening on iTunes right now that you take your time, take just a little bit of time and give me a review, rate and review on iTunes. I really would appreciate that. That helps so much. Let's take another phone call. We'll be right back. Thank you, Maria. Stay out of trouble today, okay? We'll be right back.
Hey, Patrick, it's your friend Tam, just calling into the show to wish you a happy Father's Day. Really enjoyed your episode with your daughter. I had no idea that you had a daughter or that she was that old. Your voice strikes me as someone much younger, but I think we might be close in the same age bracket based on some of the content that you post and some of the references that you make, or you have a very old soul. Anyways, love to you and your family, your wifey, as always. Take care.
Thank you, Tam. That's Tam from Tam's World, and just wishing me a Father's Day greetings, and I appreciate that. Didn't know I was a father. Yeah, I'm a father of two. I got my daughter, Abby's 23, and my other daughter's 31. And I'll give my best to wifey. I absolutely will. You keep doing great big things over at your podcast. We've been appreciating listening. It's been a lot of fun tuning in. And I wish you all the best of luck out here on Anchor. Thank you as well for heading on over to iTunes and giving me a review. I really appreciate that so much, Tim. I encourage my listeners, you guys, to do that too. I already asked you to do that, so I'm not going to ask you again. All right, let's take another phone call from line one. We'll be right back. Thanks, Tam.
Hi, Patrick. It's Angela here. I'm glad you enjoyed my Father's Day episode. Happy Father's Day to you. I try not to be judgmental. I'm just at a time in my life now where, you know, being judgmental really doesn't do anything for anyone, in my opinion. But that's just my opinion. I think we should be, you know, lifting each other up regarding moms and dads. And I've been a witness many times to, you know, just seeing things from both sides. And we should just uplift our children regardless of how we feel. And yeah.
That's Angela from Horns and Halos, and I was just appreciating her podcast, how she was being so non-judgmental, and I really appreciate somebody who can be non-judgmental and somebody who wants to lift others up, and that's what Angela was doing the other day in her podcast when I was listening to it. So thank you, Angela. Thank you all for calling in. I do appreciate it. When we come back, we will find out a random fact, so stick around. Let's work out our brain when we come back. Thanks, guys, everybody who called in. All right, let's get a wrinkle on our brain and do a little bit of mental push-ups. And this one was, what color was the original Hulk? You know, the Incredible Hulk, what color was he? He was pasty gray originally. Stan Lee and Jack Kirby intended the Hulk to be gray, but the printing press kept having trouble with the Hulk color, and he kept coming out green. So he only spent his first issue of his comic being gray. And if you have one of those comics from 1962, even in really bad condition, it's got to be complete, but it's got, even in bad condition, $1,500. If you've got one that's in good condition, you're looking at about $375,000. So yeah, the Hulk used to be gray. We come back, we'll find out what happened in this day of history. Stick around. This day in history, 1975. Jaws is released, making viewers afraid to go under the water. Thank you, Steven Spielberg, for terrorizing everyone. What else happened on this day of history? I'm over to the History Channel's website, and I'm just scrolling a little bit. And if there's something that jumps out on the page, I'll read it off to you. Here's one. 1947, Bugsy Siegel, organized crime leader, is killed. We have 1979, the solar energy system is installed in the White House through Jimmy Carter. And that is sad. In 1986, President Reagan has them removed, which makes no sense. So, yeah, there's a bunch of stuff that you can learn on this day of history right over at the History Channel's website. I encourage you to go over, get a wrinkle on your brain. When we come back, we'll get one more wrinkle on our brain with The Secret, The Daily Teachings by Rhonda Byrne. Stick around. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right, we're at the day 97, The Secret, The Daily Teachings. Always remember that your feelings are monitoring your thoughts for you. Your feelings are telling you whether you are thinking thoughts that are good for you or thoughts that are not good for you. If you can become more and more conscious of how you're feeling, then you will become more and more aware of what kind of thoughts you are thinking. Your feelings are increasingly telegraphing messages for you. Listen to your own being. Thank you for joining me. I really enjoyed having you here with me. It was fun. I hope you learned something. I hope you had maybe a laugh. And we played no music today. I had no music. Sometimes I have a music list, and I'll feel very inspired. And if you're listening to iTunes, you didn't know that we didn't listen to music today. But over on Anchor, you might have lacked for the music. We'll dust off the vinyl and see if we can play something for you guys tomorrow. Thanks again for your time. I'll talk to you again shortly, my friends. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.